Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And we have some breaking news. This is via the News Gazette. Illinois called the news conference for the new athletic director.
Do we have a drum roll
at
queued
4
up?
O'clock. And the News Gazette is breaking the news.
Oh, my.
It is Cincinnati AD Mike Thomas is expected to be introduced. A source close to the situation told the News Gazette. So it's not Mike Babinski from Xavier.
All right.
It's Mike Thomas, the Cincinnati AD, really built up that football program the last couple years.
Question is, how much of that was due to him? How much was due to Brian Kelly? So it can go both ways. It'd be unfair to give credit to just one guy. After all, he was the one that would have hired Brian Kelly, I assume. So that alone was a very good pickup. But interesting. And if you think about it, Cincinnati, I think, as an athletic program, is probably more similar to Illinois than Xavier would have been.
Yeah.
So perhaps
Well, actually, it's probably more sense. I mean, Xavier, when you think about not in the football, but in the A-10, the Atlantic 10, Cincinnati is a Big East program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to call this a lateral move because I think Illinois is a better job.
Step up.
But, it's a BCS conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cincinnati, they played in the BCS a couple years ago, didn't they?
A couple years ago.
His alma mater, Mike Thomas, I'm bringing up some information about him now. His alma mater is Colorado State, graduated there from 1983.
Interesting.
He's a 26-year veteran of college athletics administration, was named the Cincinnati AD in 2005. And since taking the reins of this department at 18 teams, 560 student-athletes, he's taken these guys to a national level. When you think about Cincinnati football especially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 18 teams. And I thought you were going to say that they, added teams.
Well, Thomas, he hired Brian Kelly,
right,
the football program, and made program history by achieving a 34-6 record in Brian Kelly's time. Led them to 11 wins, first Big East Conference championship, and went to the FedEx Orange Bowl. There's that BCS team. Both feats repeated in 2009, and UC winning their second straight Big East title and went to the All-State Sugar Bowl the next year, finished 12-0 and number 3 in the final BCS rankings.
Okay. So here we are just hoping we get consecutive bowl games this year and they go 34-6 over a 4-season span. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. So, if the guy is the one that hired Brian Kelly, and I mean, before that, no one knew anything about Cincinnati football. It really didn't exist. It might as well have been UConn football. Basically, just off everyone's radar, it was a basketball school and he was able to take that to the next level. So, in that regard, from a football aspect, you got to like it. And if this guy, being one that oversaw Brian Kelly's tenure there, you got to think that his patience will be very thin if things aren't going so well on the football field.
Well, here you go. How you react to this Cincinnati AD, the News Gazette reporting. Mike Thomas is the next Illinois athletic director. Give us your thoughts. 217-359-2255, 359-2255. And this might be the key right here. I'm reading this from the Cincinnati Athletic Department's website. Mm-hmm. Since his arrival, Thomas has increased UC's athletic department budget by $7 million, a vital 20% increase, while simultaneously reducing the annual operating deficit by over $6 million. You talk about this is their job. I mean, that's probably a key for what Illinois is.
Well, that's key. So right there, you got the budget, something that Gunther was good at. But it is good to hear that, I mean, increasing the budget, increasing revenue by 20%, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to also, you know, well, God, I feel like when we're talking budgets and deficits, I feel like we're on the wrong mm-hmm. show. But
we're not financial geniuses here.
No,
but 20% increase seems pretty good. Also, single-season attendance. Set single-season attendance and revenue records for football in each of the past 3 years. Football attendance skyrocketed with him. Season package sales exploding by 277% since 2006 in record football revenue. So that's another key. You know, getting attendance. Wow. And you talk about Illinois. You want seats. You want butts in the seats.
Yeah. You want butts in the seats so you can hopefully finally expand Memorial Stadium. There's plenty of room for expansion. But before you get there, this chicken or egg argument, I think you got to probably win first before they come. And when you start winning and they come consistently, then you can really make something special with a football program, which it kills me because Illinois football, honestly, you look at it with the resources that we have, there's no reason it can't be a perennial winner in the Big Ten. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to.
Mike Thomas from Cincinnati, reportedly by the News Gazette, is reporting this. The new athletic director at Illinois. We'll react to that as we continue here. We'll have the press conference hopefully on live at 4 o'clock. But we're going to have Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com join us to talk. Maybe he'll react to this a little bit. Talk a little bit about Jeremy Richmond and basketball recruiting, how Illinois did on the road this July. We'll be back next with Brad Sturdy. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5,
95.3.
Connect FM. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And if you haven't heard yet, the News Gazette reporting that Illinois, who is having a press conference at 4 o'clock, will introduce Mike Thomas, the Cincinnati Athletic Director, as the new Athletic Director of Illinois.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just because there wasn't enough news breaking yesterday with the Jeremy Richmond thing, Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com joining us right now. And, Brad, they just keep us with this breaking news. They just want us to work a little bit more, I guess.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
What initial thoughts? I know we probably don't know much about Mike Thomas. Probably built up that football program, especially with that Brian Kelly hire. But initial, especially about basketball with Mike Thomas and what you think he can bring to this university?
I think it's interesting. I've heard he's a very good fundraiser. Does a really good job with that aspect of it. And I think that's going to be an important thing as they go forward, whether it's the Assembly Hall, renovation or change or whatever they're going to do with that. And, it's, of course, maybe finishing the Memorial Stadium finally. But I think, so that's an area where he could excel. The basketball program in Cincinnati ever since it's kind of been – hasn't been great over the last few years. I know last year they had a stop of season, but just kind of see. I know he did a great job with the football program, bringing up a guy like Brian Kelly, and he turned that program into a national program there for a couple of years. So hopefully, he can have the same kind of impact at Illinois. I think we're just going to have to wait and see what his vision is, and see how things work out. Obviously, at least you're getting a sitting AD at a BCS conference. That's kind of impressive hire for Illinois.
Yeah, and are you surprised that they didn't get a guy with Illinois background?
I had heard that they were going to go outside. I think they wanted something different. I think Coach Gunther had been there for a long time, and I think maybe they just wanted somebody outside, wanted a little bit of change, if nothing else, just for the sake of change a little bit.
Yeah. Tay and Jay Show, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter talking with Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com. The news yesterday, I guess it's old news with all this breaking, was Jeremy Richmond, three felony charges. You've covered him for a long time, Brad. I know probably since he was about 14. What's your reaction to yesterday's news?
It's sad. There's a kid when you saw him as a freshman in high school, you saw a kid who I honestly thought would play in the NBA someday. I guess there's still a chance he could. It's just disappointing. I just thought he would have so much, do so much more, with himself. And it's just sad because he does have a lot of physical gifts. He's a kid that, has a lot of talent, but you just never seem to be able to put it all together off the court, probably more than on the court.
Brad, since you had followed him throughout the recruitment process, which actually was taken care of pretty early, but following him through high school, did you ever get a sense, I know there were some suspensions at his high school from his team, but did you ever get a sense that there was some sort of darkness or just a really confused kid under all of this?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think, he went through a lot of personal issues, whether it's the parental divorce or something, that can really have an effect on a kid. And then he went through, switching schools, changing schools, talking about transfer here and there. He's just covered everybody covered him so intently, from the time he committed to Illinois, and there was then decommitment rumors and then this and that. And I think it was just hard. I think there was a lot of pressure on him always to live up to those expectations and live up to that billing. And I think it's part of it. And I also think that sometimes, he had a sense of entitlement. I think he felt like, he was an elite kid, so he deserved some preferential treatment at times. And that doesn't always work out.
Talking with Brad Sturdy of orangeandbluenews.com. Brad, does this have any effect on Bruce Weber in Illinois in the future here with recruiting efforts?
As far as Jeremy Richmond?
Yes.
I don't think so. I know that there was a Kendrick Nunn posted it makes Illinois look bad, I think, on Twitter today. But, that's just somebody said that to him. Here's the reality is, people in Chicago knew that Jeremy Richmond had some issues and had some things he needed to work out long before he ever got to Illinois. So, I'll be honest with you, the fact that they got him eligible, got him on campus for a year, was probably a pretty amazing thing. They did everything they could do for him. I think if anything, maybe they can use that as a selling point, and you know, for future recruits, hey, we'll do our best for you. You know, but it's you know, up to you what you do off the floor. So.
Yeah, Brad, I don't put any of this on Illinois, really, and Bruce Weber. I'm trying to think. Is there anywhere that he could have worked out, or was this just a Jeremy Richmond problem?
Oh, I think it's just a Jeremy Richmond thing. I mean, it's just one of those things where he wasn't going to, you know, it just wasn't going to be exactly what we wanted it to be from the time, you know, you expected him to maybe be a star as a freshman. It just wasn't going to work out that way, and it just wasn't. Maybe it wasn't the right fit, but I can't really tell you a fit where it would have been. I mean, we saw the same thing with kids that, you know, whether it was Kansas, Kentucky, whatever it is, with kids that come in and they kind of expect things and things don't go quite as well as they want, you know, whether it's Josh Selby at Kansas or whatever.
Right.
And you know, and they don't necessarily always have to have the off-court problems. So I think that's more on Jeremy than anything. And you know, hopefully he can get his life straightened out because he's still, you know, the thing is, he's still 19 years old. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of life ahead of him, and hopefully, you know, maybe find his niche and maybe get a chance to play in the NBA.
And Brad, you brought up the name Kendrick Nunn before. Committed to Texas A&M, which I think some people were surprised a little bit about. A kid from Simeon, rated a top 30 player in the class of 2013. What happened there? Was Illinois in the mix, and why did they miss out on this kid?
Well, I think Illinois probably could have, you know, the one thing is they never saw him. When you saw him play for Simeon, he shot jumpers and played defense, but never really saw him handle the ball, and I think that was kind of what they wanted to see. And, of course, with no spring evaluation period, didn't see it until July, and then they saw it in July, and they liked him, and they offered him, and you know, obviously he became a priority. But maybe it was may have been a little bit too late. I think coming to the party and with an offer, but I think that he had probably maybe made up his mind before that anyway. So I think they were probably a couple months too late. So you know, it's just one of those things that happens with these kids. You know, they get the right person around him who, you know, likes a certain school, likes a certain assistant. And then they got to make sure that they find the right, you know, they got them. Illinois got to kind of make up ground. You see, when they've done really well in recruiting, it's because they've been in on kids early and been one of the first schools to offer them, been one of the first schools in to see them. And that's where they do well. I think when they come in a little late and, you know, it's with an offer or whatever, then they're basically kind of trying to make up ground, climb a hill.
Last question for Brad Surdy of OrangeAndBlueNews.com and Rivals.com. Brad, you're on the road in July. In about a minute, were there anybody that really stood out to you that kind of made a name for themselves here in July that Illinois is going after?
Well, I don't know. I think that the kid that they're recruiting, the point guard in 2012, Terry Rozier had a great July. Jabari Parker was a stud in July, but he's a stud all the other 11 months too.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's nothing new on him. But I think that's one of those things where you have a kid like that, you know, you already know about. But I think Rozier was probably a kid that really emerged. I thought Michael Orris had a solid July, the kid they're looking at in 2012. I think a kid that I really like in 2014 that wasn't talked a lot about before July was Keita Bates Diop out of Bloomington, plays the Illinois Wolves 15 and under team. He wasn't a kid that was maybe known as much nationally as he is now. And Larry Austin from Springfield Lathrop had a really solid summer playing USA basketball in June and then in July with his Mid-America Elite. So I guess that's in a minute. That's kind of summed it up, huh?
You can do it the best,
yeah.
Brad.
No kidding.
Brad Sturdy, OrangeAndBlueNews.com. Always appreciate it, Brad. We'll see you soon, and I guess we'll get some news about Mike Thomas, the new AD.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all going to be Googling Mike Thomas now, so there you go.
I've already done it. I already did it 10 minutes ago.
Taken care of.
That's Brad Sturdy. Brad Sturdy from OrangeAndBlueNews.com. Thanks, Brad.
All right, thanks,
Dave. Yep, thanks,
Brad. Brad, always good. Always got his stuff. I wish we could talk to him more about recruiting. We got to get to a break. And hopefully we're going to have this press conference as well at the top of the hour. Introducing Mike Thomas, it sounds like.
Yeah.
New athletic director at Illinois. The News Gazette is reporting former Cincinnati athletic director. We'll be back. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.